Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Mary Beth Kennedy Driesen.
Oh, good morning, Yvonne. Nice to be here.
And it's great to have you back in Cass County. You're here for a special occasion.
Yes, my 40th class reunion is being held tonight. And also we got together with some cousins that are from far away last night. So it was good to combine mm-hmm. the two events. So.
And you have a brother who lives...
Yes, my brother, Steve Kennedy, lives south of Atlantic with his wife, Judy, and then my nephew, Zach and Mitch, and Zach's wife, Emily, and little Clara. So it's fun to see them.
And you might just remind folks who your parents were.
My parents were Kennard and Margaret Kennedy.
Yes. And so you just grew up here, but now you live a little ways away.
Yes, we live east of Sioux City, about 40 miles in Ida County.
Ida Grove. Everybody knows where
Ida Grove area. Yes, indeed. So,
I asked Mary to come and talk about some remembrances of 4-H. And I guess the first thing is just kind of give us your 4-H history, your connection to 4-H.
Well, I started in 4-H at the age 10 at that time. My brother was in it, so of course I wanted to do everything my brother did. But at that time, you couldn't be in just one club. If you wanted to show livestock, you had to first be in a girls' club. And that was the Lincoln Lincolnettes for me. And then I joined the boys' club, which is Benton Future Farmers, so that I could show a calf just like my brother did. So from there, we had to do the two clubs throughout my 4-H career.
And when you started, were we still in the girls' club? Were we still doing just one project per year, or could you do
yes,
any?
Yes, we did do, there was an emphasis.
Right.
Like for one certain year, the whole year was emphasizing home improvement. And at that time, you could only do home improvement projects. But later, they would say you could bring maybe five home improvement projects and two of the other food, nutrition, or clothing, but nothing in the variety that they have now. But
yeah,
I learned a lot. To learn.
I think, you know, and I've heard people say that. I would never have done home improvement if I had to. And so they're glad they got to know those things, even
yes.
if they didn't like it. So being a 4-H member for quite a few years.
Yes, that was just a positive experience in my high school years. And with LaVon Eblen and Dan Merrick at the helm, who wouldn't want to continue being involved with the Extension Service and 4-H? So I did go to college, Iowa State University, with the thought that I would want to come back and also do 4-H. So I did the major that was least offensive with physics, chemistry, and all those. So we kind of walked around those classes. And then I was hired in Ida County and Sac County as a 4-H and youth leader. That's what they called them at that time. And I worked with those 4-H clubs in those counties for about 4 years. And then transferred to Cherokee County as half-time 4-H and youth with the thought of raising a family, because that's where I met my husband, was in Ida County.
Ida County changed your life, didn't it?
Yes, it did change my life. He was a cattleman's board member and kind of caught my eye, and that the rest is history. But anyway, from there, I was a 4-H leader after raising my children and helped volunteer with 4-H programs. Did some judging and state fair judging as well. In fact, I think we judged together one time at the state fair, clothing selection or something. I guess it was more volunteer work, and I was honored by being honored as a 4-H Hall of Famer.
Yes.
So that was big last year for me.
Yes. And I know, you know, that's sort of an end to the career, but I'm guessing, you know, somebody had a question. Somebody said, Mary, would you come help us with this 4-H? I'm guessing probably that she'd say, yeah.
Quite a few times.
You know, some of that green is still in your blood forever.
Oh, yes, definitely. I bleed green, so
yes,
always encouraging and helping.
Well, I asked Mary also to kind of think back to some of the things that she did in Cass County, some of the things that we did together. And, you know, and I don't know if it's on your list, but one of the things I was thinking about were style shows.
Oh, yes. Love the style shows. It was big.
It was big. Yes.
Yes.
About filled most of the 4-H, that lovely 4-H building at that time.
Yes, and we decorated, and we had fancy narrations and music, and it was tops.
Yeah. And we all dressed up, too.
Right? Oh, yes. Yes.
So, yeah, those were great fun, had lots of different contestants and so on. But some other things, it's sort of, as I asked you to remember some things that popped into your head.
Okay, the first thing that popped in my head was the uniform. I mean, you did not participate in anything without the official 4-H uniform. And I got in on the pleated skirt and the button-down camp shirt. That was the first one.
Kind of a light green,
mini pinstripe. And then in my older years, we got to do the wider striped sheath dress, sleeveless with a jacket. Of course, I always had to have the jacket. But I was thinking, I don't think we ever went without hosiery and shoes. I mean, it was hot, and we went the whole nine yards, and we were the official 4-H members participating in.
And when you went out of the county, out of the state, that's how you also represented 4-H.
Exactly.
You dressed in those costumes, outfits. And you know, actually, when you sort of like maybe made a negative face about one of those, but I'm thinking you lucked out that you didn't have to have that blue-green teal with the white tie that had to have a square knot, and they were terrible to iron.
Oh, yes.
Terrible. Terrible to sew. Because, did you make your own uniform?
I did make my own.
Yes.
I did.
That was another thing.
Yes.
It was pretty, that sheath was pretty easy, right?
Yes, that one was easy. The jacket was a little challenging.
Yeah, right, right.
But anyway.
Yes.
I remember not having any conference judging. You had to wait until your item was judged and didn't have a chance to explain why you did anything. So that was pretty scary.
And I can't remember, how much writing did you have to do?
Not much. You just brought the bread and...
and the judge looked at that product, and it didn't matter what the kid did or said or whatever.
No.
It was the product.
And there were a lot more red ribbons and white ribbons than there are now.
So that is
I
for sure.
I had a share of mine, but I never got to take anything to the state fair, but I...
You lived through that.
Yeah. And now people are crushed if they don't get to go to the state fair. But
I mean, did you ever do photography?
No.
No, and now that's one of the biggest projects.
Yes. I remember the Pride of Iowa, or no, the Best of Iowa competition that you made a product, but you had to decorate the box to be sold at the livestock auction. I mean, that was huge. And you had to figure out the menu. And then these boxes were auctioned and brought money to be donated to the 4-H program. Mm-hmm. So that was...
And you personally had to take your box with you out into the rain.
In your uniform.
To be auctioned off.
Yes.
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 And, you know, it wasn't just a couple of bucks that went, that people auctioned.
No, lots of money. And I did bring that program to Northwest Iowa. We called it Pride of Iowa. We did not auction the box, but we did have the same type of competition. And that really went wild all over Northwest Iowa.
Oh, great.
And they're still doing it there.
And we're still doing Best of Iowa in Cass County, but it's not nearly that complicated.
Okay, great.
But they're still doing Best of Iowa.
Good. So I remember the huge hill that you had to go up to get to the exhibit building, and I'm certain that hill is still there.
Absolutely.
And if you want to take a shortcut, that hill was just... unbearable, but
especially on a hot, humid day, every fair was.
That was the hill.
Yes.
Anyway, the swim party. Do they still have the swim party on Wednesday afternoon when they would bring livestock and bring the exhibit judging would be done? Cass County 4-H would sponsor a swimming party. They don't do that anymore.
I don't think so.
Okay,
that was fun.
That was a great time.
How about watermelon feeds?
I don't remember those.
I think they do still have watermelon feeds.
Maybe do those.
Yeah.
Anyway, the wonderful food stand, I never appreciated it until now, how that all made that 4-H fair stay free was by the food stand and the donations and the people that worked and the wonderful food that came out of that food stand.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then it was mostly responsibility of the 4-H members and their parents to do all the work.
Yes.
Now it's community folks, and actually I think that was a good change to get lots more people, businesses, and you know, KJN starts off on Monday morning 6 to 10 o'clock, and I think that was not that we don't want the 4-H's, but they were also busy, and I think it was good to get the community involved, and lots more people came out and participated.
And do they have the outside show ring for livestock, for the beef animals?
Yeah.
Oh, that was just so special and unique, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
But lots of Lots of entries.
Lots of changes coming, yes. And hopefully good changes. Did you got anything else on your list, just real quick?
Oh, gosh, I remember the livestock showmanship, or the beef showmanship contest in front of the grandstand. Mm-hmm. That was always huge, yes, for people, yes, to watch. And the grandstands were always packed to see the entertainment. I mean, you could hardly find a seat. It was just really wonderful. Everybody came to the fair.
Well, Mary, we could talk a lot longer about remembrances,
yes,
right?
We could.
But our time has run out, I'm afraid. So
yes,
we want to thank you very much for taking time.
You're very welcome.
From your,
I enjoyed it.
Good, good. And have a great time at your class reunion.
Okay, we'll do.
Okay. Here's a thought. If at first you do succeed, try to hide your astonishment.